You're about to hear opinions that you may like. Then again, you might hear some that offend you. We don't apologize for that. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
When it comes to the upcoming election, there's all sorts of issues that are going to be debated and used as leverage and used as marketing. But in the end, what often things come down to is, what is your station in life? What is the economy doing to you or for you? And what should we be doing to, one, protect us financially, but also allow us to flourish? Well, the candidates have different opinions on that. And over the past week or so, former President Donald Trump announces he has a new platform idea, has a new campaign for the economy, and that is, get rid of all the income taxes and replace them with massive tariffs. And you know what? To some people, that sounds really good. What's the reality of an economic approach like that? Well, let's talk about it. I'm Mike Ferguson. I am now joined by Dr. Howard Wall, who's the director and the chief economist at the Center for Regional Economic Research at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. And Howard, welcome back to the program. Been a little while since you've been on here. So I'm not asking about the Republican versus the Democrat or the Joe Biden versus the Donald Trump or anything like that. But when he says, you know what we need? We need big tariffs, and we can replace all of the federal income taxes with tariffs on other countries because other countries will pay them for us. What's your reaction to that as an economist?
Well, just to bottom line it for you, it's such a monumentally stupid idea that it's just the numbers don't work, the math don't work, the economics doesn't work. And I think it was actually an off-the-cuff comment that Trump made, but it's taken on a life of its own as an actual proposal. And it is just the worst possible way to run an economy is to base revenue generation on import tariffs.
So why is it? Because there's a lot of people who, you know, this is their candidate or their party, and they go, well, wait a minute, that's making the others pay because we've got this trade imbalance, we've got a trade deficit, then we need to level the playing field, all the things that you've heard as far as the cliche arguments. But they're saying, well, wait a minute, but here's what's coming in on the tariffs. If you apply this amount, then you're going to get this much, and that can replace the income taxes. So they're looking at that math equation.
Yeah, and it's a series of incorrect statements. First of all, a trade deficit is not really important at all, because the trade deficit is countered by investments coming into the country, and that means, you know, both, and that means you're wealthier. And tariffs are bad ideas because imports are not bad things. And, you know, it's often couched in terms of China, but that doesn't mean that you impose uniform tariffs on Canada and Spain and Brazil and everybody else. And in terms of raising revenue, these are taxes that American consumers pay. You can impose them on importers, but the prices will just go up basically by the amount of the tariff. So the taxes, these are just taxes paid by American consumers, no matter who physically writes the checks, American consumers pay the burden of it. And then in terms of substituting income tax, you collect almost no revenue from these tariffs. Even if you raise these tariffs, and there's no effect on imports, you'd have to have tariffs of 160% in order to raise the money. But of course, once you start taxing with this tariff, then you're going to reduce how much you buy. So it's just not possible to raise very much revenue at all.
What about the protectionist argument that says, well, we're importing all this cheap stuff, and it's labor from overseas that's poverty wages, and we should be making that in America anyway. And so if that is protectionist and it brings the manufacturing and the production here to the U.S., then, well, we win that way, even if the products are more expensive.
Well, let me say the way to win jobs in the U.S. is not to impoverish American consumers by taxing imports and making everything more expensive. I mean, you worry about inflation, and here this just raises the prices of everything to everybody. And it's also not a way to boost employment in manufacturing by taxing the raw materials that you import in order to have domestic manufacturers make things. About half of imports in the United States is used by other firms and producers. So you're not going to benefit auto producers in the United States by taxing steel that's imported. That's just the opposite of what you should be doing. You should be making things cheaper and more efficient. And that's how you get a country to be wealthy and to grow, not by impoverishing consumers and domestic producers with tariffs that your own consumers are paying.
We are visiting with Dr. Howard Wall from the Center for Regional Economic Research at the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. Okay, so how, let me follow up with that part of what you just said, Howard. From a policy perspective, how do we do that? How do we make it more inexpensive to produce, more inexpensive to sell? How do we lower the cost and meet the demand with the products that whatever the market's demanding, if it's not trying to kind of micromanage from a federal level? What are some policy things that we should be looking at?
Well, you know, the policies to do this should be very hands-off. I mean, there's a tendency now, now from both parties, it used to just be one, that you have to micromanage the economy and have some central planning in order to engineer certain industries into growing and to decide which industries are going to be winners and losers when it turns out that everyone loses when you do that. So the thing you should do is to have a hands-off attitude and let the market decide what we can best produce. And you do help out with basic things like, you know, property rights and education and basic, research and things like that. But you don't micromanage the economy by deciding who should produce what, where, and when. Central planning doesn't work, whether it's Republicans doing it or Democrats doing it.
Another thing that former President Trump argued for over the last week or two has to do with tipped workers, service industry workers, saying, I want to eliminate the income tax on the tips. The way I understood it, still apply the same taxes to the actual hourly paychecks, but on the tips, leave the taxes off of that. I personally like it when people get lower income taxes. I don't like income taxes. Is there anything good or bad about the proposal for specifically tipped workers versus everybody else? Or is there a case to be made to lower income taxes across the board?
Yeah, so the problem with the income tax system we have, so income taxes are not the best way to raise money for the government, but they're infinitely better than tariffs. But if you're going to have income taxes, the efficient way to do it is to have a very broad base, very few exemptions from taxes. So you tax income, all income, and you tax it all equally. That way you can keep the tax rates low, and low tax rates means that it's a more efficient way to raise revenue that's needed, given that we have huge deficits. So giving targeted tax breaks like tips, it's no different in terms of the economics of it as, you know, just giving handouts to stadium owners or, you know, exempting people who buy electric cars. It just makes collecting revenue that we need to close a deficit and pay for things that much more inefficient and costly to the United States. And you have to raise rates higher in order to raise the same amount of money.
So a quick follow-up is, if you taxed all income, everybody, could we have a lower income tax rate then if it were spread among everybody, including those who don't pay a tax now?
Oh, absolutely. You could lower rates. You know, you get rid of a whole bunch of exemptions that are out there. You tax the things you're supposed to, and you get lower rates for sure. So we wouldn't have to tax people at over 40% or 50% when you combine all the payroll and income taxes together. You can lower rates on everybody.
All right, Howard, people want to follow the work that you're doing. Do you have a website or social media? How would people be in touch?
Well, so on social media, you can Google me, Howard Wall Economics, and it shows up, but you can go to utc.edu, CRER, Center for Regional Economic Research.
All right, Howard Wall, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, really appreciate you being on because, you know what, a lot of economic claims are made during election campaigns. Let's look at what they'd actually do, you know?
Well, you know, it gives me a chance to vent, or else I might have a stroke if I don't do these interviews.
I'm just here to serve. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks.
Just ahead, there was a new debate over the draft and selective service over the past week. I've got some thoughts on it. You may agree, you may disagree, but I'll tell you what they are just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.